singer Ty Herndon has been recording for almost 25 years. He's also become an advocate for the LGBTQ community. He's one of the first male country singers to come out publicly. Here's the backstory. In 1995, Herndon released his debut single, What Mattered Most, which went to number one on the country charts. According to the Dallas Observer, in its first week, the single was added to so many radio playlists, it broke a country music record. Here's a clip.
Her eyes are blue, her hair is long, it's 64. She was born in Baton Rouge. Her favorite song was in my life. I memorize her every move.
Okay, so here's the update. Herndon released the album Got It Covered last month, and it includes a new version of that song. But in this one, the lyrics female pronouns are changed to male pronouns. The new album is one way the Grammy nominee has used his voice to champion LGBTQ rights in this country since coming out. He's also partnered with various rights groups and organized benefit concerts like this year's Concert for Peace and Love in Nashville. For his work, Herndon received a Human Rights Campaign Visibility Award last year. Ty Herndon joins me in studio now. He's going to play a new version of that song. We're talking about his record a little bit, Got It Covered Most. We'll get Chris Easterfield in on this in a little bit.
Yes, Easterfield.
Yeah. Easterfield. All right. Cool your jets for a second, Chris. We're going to talk. So I'm interested, when did it come to you that you wanted to re-record this song?
Wow. First of all, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having me on your show. So thrilling to be in the city this week. The re-recording of the song was quite simple for me. I wanted to give the song a 25th birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
And I've explained this like for this whole album. You know, I love all these original recordings. I recorded six of my songs and four of my friends' songs. But for my songs, I just kind of, it's kind of like a beautiful old house, got great bones, but it just needed a new coat of paint.
Mm-hmm.
So for some of those songs, we just have been doing them live and really updated new sounds, and the fans are loving that. But for this particular song, changing the pronouns was a big birthday present for it because it's 25 years old. And the birthday present wasn't so much for me. It was for all those kids out there that I've been talking to over the last 5 years who think, gosh, yeah, I had to put my heart where my mouth was on this, mm-hmm. because the kids have been so. The biggest question I get, we want to come to Nashville. We love country music. We want to be in this industry, but we don't feel like country music likes us. And so that has definitely changed, mm-hmm. over the years. But my main thing that I love to tell these kids, and it's really quite simple. You guys, your sexuality really doesn't matter when it comes to this, because you're going to come to town. You're going to work hard. If you want to be a great singer, then be the best singer you can be. Really study hard. If you want to be the best songwriter, then study hard and become the best songwriter. And your authenticity will lead with that. It will lead the way with that. And so that message is so strong for me to tell these kids today. And I wish I had someone tell me that so long ago. But the birthday present for this song was being brave enough to take this beautiful song that I still love the original version, and make the pronoun changes to how I would sing it today,
mm-hmm.
to my beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy at home.
Mm-hmm. Authenticity is such the important word there, because when you weren't able to be your true self, how can you be authentic, and then how can you be creative?
Absolutely, and it's so important for these kids to know today. And you know, another thing I love to say is, you know, I get to talk to a lot of parents as well, and it's quite simple. As my grandma used to say, it doesn't matter what color, shade, shape, any that your kid comes out, you got one job, you got to love that kid.
Mm-hmm.
That kid's precious, and when you love someone and you give them the greatest head start in life. And so in the South, we see, and not just in the South but around the world, we're seeing the suicide rates go down for these kids, and that's so important. And so you know, for all those listening out there, that's kind of my preaching and teaching moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just love you kids. Hey, you know,
I have to imagine social media has been really helpful,
because
kids
been.
Can get to you. I mean, you're
they
not
can.
Just a country superstar that they can think about, maybe one day he might see my tweet, or one day,
right.
he might see my direct message.
Absolutely, because I get up around 6:30 in the morning, you know, and I'm a runner. We were just talking about that, and then my morning 3 hours over my coffee is sitting down at a desk very similar to this, mm-hmm. and just and being present, and being knowledgeable and being knowing,
mm-hmm.
with. Sometimes I had a 98-year-old lady the other day. She said, I just came out to my family, and
wow.
I'm like, I don't know what I could tell you that you probably, why don't you tell me some things here that I can learn from you? So it's not always just about the kids. It's just about hearts.
That's so great that she wanted to share that with, mm-hmm. you too.
Yeah. So I said, I would imagine at that point you just kind of let it be known and said, get over it. She said, actually, they did pretty well.
My guest is Ty Herndon. We're going to talk about his new album, Got It Covered. From the name, obviously, there are some great covers on here. I love that Bonnie Raitt song, Can't Make You Love Me. I listened to that this morning, Walking in Memphis. And it's been interesting because everybody's been concentrating on what mattered most. But you said that Carrie Underwood's So Small...
Yes.
Is really meaningful to you.
Absolutely. You know, and once again, you know, we may write and produce this music, but we are also fans of, mm-hmm. of music, period. And Carrie said it best in her tweet, you know, when you create these songs and you put them out there and you have such high hopes that they will come through that radio station or wherever you're listening to music and touch someone's heart. She said, but when another artist, it touches them so greatly that they want to perform it, then it really means a lot. So thank you, Carrie, for that support. But I have to make a very long story very short here. I was back in Nashville. I moved back. I was about 2 years sober, and I just didn't feel like there was a place for me in music mm-hmm. anymore. I had what people love to say, stinking thinking going on. Stinking thinking going on. And I had signed up for a very expensive real estate class that I borrowed the money for. So I paid mm-hmm. for the class, and I was sitting in my pickup truck on a Saturday morning. Yes, my F-150 pickup truck. I was sitting there, and this song came on, 2007. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. We are sometimes in the exact right moment when we hear a song, and it changes us. Hmm. And that was a pivotal moment for me. And actually, all of these covers that I did had pivotal moments, but sure. this one especially, I didn't go in the building. I didn't take the class. And I was non-refundable. So, yes, I did pay my debt and pay my friend back over time. But I started working really hard. I said, no, I want to sing like that.
Yeah.
I want to do music that matters. And that was a moment that I had with one song.
Let's take a listen to Ty Herndon doing his version of So Small as we go to break. And you'll play live for us on the other side?
Yes.
This is Ty Herndon.
And what you've been out there searching for forever is in your hands. It's in your hands. Oh, when you figure out love is all that matters after all, it sure makes everything.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. My guest is musician Ty Herndon. So, Ty, you promised you would play your 25th birthday version
yes.
of What Mattered Most. We've got Chris Biesterfeldt on guitar, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
Brilliant guitar player. Thank you for being here today.
Sure.
We're just going to, as we say in Nashville, we're just going to render a little song for you. I thought I knew the boy so well. If he was sad, I could not tell. I missed the point, and I missed the signs. If he's gone, the fault is mine. And I know, I know, whole lot of little things. And even though I could list them one by one, he would still be gone. His eyes are blue, his hair was long, 64, he was born in Baton Rouge. His favorite song was In My Life, memorized his every move. I knew his books, his car, his clothes, but I paid no attention to what mattered most. I never asked, he never said. And when he cried, I turned my head. He dreamed his dreams behind closed doors. that made them easy to ignore. And I know, I miss the forest for the trees. All I have to show, you know, when he walked out the door, a cold facts and nothing more. His eyes are blue, his hair was long, 64. He was born in Baton Rouge. His favorite song was In My Life. Memorized his every move. I knew his books, his car, his clothes. Oh, but I paid no attention to what mattered most. His eyes are blue, his hair was long, 64. He was born in Baton Rouge. His father's tall, his mother's gone. He moved out west when he was two. The way he laughed, the way he loved. Oh my God, what did I do? What did I do? Yeah. He dreamed his dreams behind closed doors. An oldie but a newie.
That was Ty Herndon with Chris Biesterfeld on guitar. It's such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. You really, I wish we had video. I like that we don't have video because people are sometimes more candid in here, but you really go somewhere when you sing.
I tell you, man, I 5 years ago, we have an old saying in the South, you know, when you're, there's an old Christian saying called born again. And, you know, I grew up in the traditional Southern way. But for me, when I made the decision to just let everything go, that was my, I always like to say that was my born again moment. Mm-hmm. Because things changed for me. My bones changed at that time, because I put my bones through a lot. Just a lot. And this is what I want to save these kids from today in authentically telling my story. But thank you for touching on that, because it is a new place. Mm-hmm. And the music, and that's so much why I wanted to do this record.
Yeah.
I wanted to take these songs that I've been singing. They've been so good to me. They were a gift to me. The music has been such a gift to me. And to be able to take these songs and just kind of do them differently,
yeah, sure,
today, but yet still respect the places that they've been and they've, mm-hmm, taken me. So that was, you asked me earlier, you know, when there was a moment that I decided why this record happened, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it for me. Just I told my producers and my label, number one, they made the mistake of telling me I could do what I wanted to this year, so I've thrown three albums on them this year. I've got a jazz classic record coming.
Oh, later, that's exciting.
As well, and then a brand new original album coming in the new year. So,
do you find, did you become more prolific and more creative once you came out?
I did. Well, actually, that was always in me. My voice was stifled. And there were just, mm-hmm, years of, it's like plywood. it's strong, but it's pounded down. So being able to free that in my spirit has been incredible. And I found out also that all of this knowledge, I don't think that we go places in our life by accident. You know, it might have been really hard, but I know that I'm both my grandmothers are American Indian, mm-hmm, so there's a, sometimes that's a blessing and a curse. But, but I know perfectly well that I've landed today where I'm supposed to be,
mm-hmm,
and this life is a crazy place. It is, and I'm happy that I'm able to tell these kids I could easily not be here today.
Well, so, you mentioned it before that you're now you're sober, but you had two stints in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You had some trouble with the law.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that was just you having, just not loving yourself?
All of it was. There was this young man who was so loved by, mm-hmm, so many, but didn't love himself, because I just kind of grew up in a really awesome family, actually. But such a true and honest, authentic family. And, you know, I didn't just go through this by myself. I say that I drug an entire family through two rehab programs, and we all learned a lot,
yeah,
about ourselves. But, I said this earlier. It was like I worked so hard for this career, this monstrous career that I love music and I love country music and I grew up. I've earned a space in it. Mm-hmm. But right at the height of my career, two number one records and thing, you know, about to go out on tour with Garth Brooks, just everything, and I felt like this guy on the top of an 80 story building hanging on by one finger. Mm-hmm. And that building was my life and my industry. And we all know that the building's going to stand. You can't hang on by one finger. Right. And when that finger broke and I fell, by the grace of God, some really horrible things happened to me, but they were the things that saved my life. Right. I say that today. I would go through it all again to be where I'm at today, but I probably would ask for if there was some firefighters like I hugged yesterday down at the bottom with one of those big trampolines to maybe make the fall a little less...
A little less owie.
A little less owie. Yeah.
So you've been doing so much advocacy and activism. You have the Concert for Love and Peace and Acceptance. GLAAD. This is the coolest thing. And I don't really know what the backstory is because I'm interested in it. GLAAD announced the Ty Herndon Rising Star Award. Mm-hmm. Who is
Grant.
Grant. Yeah. Who is that grant aimed for?
We had about... Gosh, we probably had 2,500 kids apply for this last year. So I'm happy to tell you we're going from two grants this year. We're going to go up to five grants since the program has been so supportive. But we have them do essays about love and acceptance and why they want to and what they want to do in life and how they want to make the world a better place and what their dreams are. And last year we awarded it to a young lady who wants to be a pastor, who wants to be an LGBTQ pastor and go out and let people know that it's okay to love God. Cool. And God can, because God loves them, whatever your God of choice may be. You know, I always start with the kids and say, it can be that tree out there, you know, it's alive and it can love you. Mm-hmm. So we did that. And then we had an artist last year, a really cool jazz artist she just wants to make music that matters. And so... that is the artist part of it, but now I really want to see this move into scholarships for the kids as well, because education is the number one thing that saves lives, not only with the kids but with grownups, with everybody. So mm-hmm. That's a part of my philanthropy that I'm loving.
And there's a connection with the Trevor Project with this album.
Yes, Trevor Project is one of the actual foundations that built me. Mm-hmm. In 1989, I believe, I sang at one of the original Trevor Projects. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, it was a drag show. So I had my cowboy hat on, and I went out and sang, and it was cool. But that foundation's been around a long time for me. And then when I came out, the original album, I made my debut back at the Trevor Project in Los Angeles and sang with a 30 piece choir. It was amazing to do that. So tying this project in, we did deal with Spotify, and for everybody that clicks on the playlist, my foundation along with Spotify gives $1 to the Trevor Project, and I think we're about up at $5,000 right now.
That's fantastic.
Which is amazing. You know me, I think big. Now, come on, folks, let's make it $100,000 by the end of the year.
There you go. You know what? You just spoke it into the world. You spoke into existence. Before I let you go, you played Joe's Pub.
I did.
How did you feel about playing Joe's Pub?
I was so nervous because I love Joe's Pub. I've seen so many shows there. And I walked this new New Yorkers drive me crazy with this. You really show up 3 minutes till show. Yeah. I stuck my head out and there was like 20 people there. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's okay. We'll have a party with 20 people. Literally, by the time that I hit the stage, it was completely, there wasn't a seat in the house. And so, and I love that about you New Yorkers as well. But really quick story, because I know we got to wrap it up here. But I walked out on stage and I do an acapella thing at the opening of the show. And I walked out on stage, and the tech folks had forgotten to put the microphones out.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's not like the guitar player can just run and grab the mic. I walked out. I was like, there's a microphone stand. It's empty. And the crowd I said, guys, I'm so sorry. We're going to start this over. I'll be right back. And they loved it. It was super fun. So, super,
you know,
corny.
It's real. It's in the moment. It's the real deal. That's life, right?
It is life.
My guest has been Ty Herndon. We've been talking about his new album, Got It Covered. Ty, it was a pleasure to meet you.
So, I've heard so much good stuff about you, and they were all right.
Oh, excellent. Hey, Chris, nice to meet you, too.
Yes, nice to meet you.
This is All of It on WNYC.